So if you haven't heard of Duolingo on TikTok, you're probably living under a rock. They've grown to millions and millions of followers, and it was all due to an intern who was brought onto their team. So today I'm going to be talking about how you can learn a few secret strategies from Duolingo and apply them to your own mobile app so that you can start growing your content and hopefully getting a ton of downloads. So Duolingo was initially struggling with their content. Believe it or not, they didn't have as many followers as they do today in the very beginning. They were thinking about different concepts and ideas, and when they brought on an intern named Zaria, she started thinking about concepts that they can create to actually deliver value to their audience. The key word here is value. When you're creating organic content, you want to be able to show people what it is you do, but you want to do it in a way that actually entertains or educates the viewers. Most mobile apps make the mistake of just promoting their content all day long. They think they can just show off their app, do like some sort of screenshot or tutorial where they just showcase what their app does and expect to get tons of people to check it out. But chances are it's not going to work that way. So Duolingo, what they've done really well is that they thought about what value they provide to people, which is language learning. And then they tried to think about how they can combine that with funny trends, simple skits, and basically showcasing the owl, which is what you see in their videos, in a way that's funny and educational to their viewers. And so Zaria began by drafting up tons of concepts around how to give value to the audience. And that's where I would start for you. Think about how can you drive as much value as possible to other people, and how can you do it in a way that actually comes back to your app. I don't want you to think about how you can drive value which has nothing to do with your app. Rather, think about how can you drive value where you can tie it back to what your app does. And so to give you an example with Duolingo, one of their trends videos that they've done is really just showcasing the owl, and they talk about language learning, and they do it with a funny TikTok trend with an audio that's been trending on TikTok. And so pretty simple. I can't show it to you because this isn't a video format, but I can just kind of describe it to you to where it's like, you just want to find something that resonates. Find a trend that's going on TikTok. You can find these pretty easily. TikTok has lots of trends that you can figure out if you just go on their website or just check out on TikTok directly. And then all you need to do is think about how can you drive value to your users with what your app does. So start there. Think about what you do. Think about how you can tie it into value, and think about how you can provide as much value as possible. That's number one. The second thing that they've done really well is testing concepts. When Zaria first started creating content for Duolingo, they started creating a bunch of different ideas first. They didn't just start by creating content and just continuously creating the same piece of content every single day like a lot of mobile app founders that I see do. Most mobile app founders think they can just continuously create the same piece of content every day, just continuously making it. But it doesn't work that way. It's not going to take off. Sure, maybe one of the videos will, but you want to find a repeatable concept that works. And in order to do that, you need to be A/B testing. And so Zaria did this really well, and she still continues to do it. Every single week, they draft up ideas and concepts for what they can do throughout the week, and then they just go on throughout the week carrying out concepts and trying them out. So I would recommend you guys build out some sort of content testing sheet that can help you do this. And if you need more assistance or help with this, we actually do help at Trendify by putting this together for you guys. So you can always check out our website if you guys want to learn more about that. But I would highly recommend just going in, developing concepts, developing script templates or formats that you can put together that you can continuously record content with to where you're trying and testing a bunch of different things. Because in most cases, you're probably not going to just land on what you want, but it's going to take some time. And once you continuously test, you'll eventually hopefully figure out what it is that actually resonates. And the third thing to do is to just continuously create creative concepts. The thing about Duolingo that they've done really well is that their owl is like a trademark for their brand now. And they've been able to do it with this creative concept of putting their owl in every single video. So if you can think about a way to where you can tie in your brand or your app into these videos, whether it's putting your logo in the videos, having a mascot like Duolingo does, doing something funky or silly in the videos, some sort of way to where you can tie in a quirky creative concept into what your app does. Now, you may not always have to do something quirky per se, especially if your app is targeting older people, for example, and they just don't resonate with it. But try to think about how you can have some unique selling proposition, some way which you can differentiate yourself from all the other apps out there. So now if you take a look at Duolingo on TikTok, anytime you see a green owl, you'll immediately be reminded of Duolingo. And it's just such a strong brand play. And in the same way, try to think about how you can tie in something for your app that you can continuously have in videos, putting it together for a very strong brand play. And that's what I'll leave you guys with here today. These three tips on how to make your brand better and how to get your app to actually market better on social media. So if this helped, guys, I will see you in the next episode.